You may be seated. Shabbat shalom, everybody. This week's parsha is Chukat. And a lot of interesting things are happening in the parsha. I want to focus on just one concept. It's the famous idea of the Para Aduma, the red heifer, who was sacrificed and whose ashes were mixed with water. And I love the English. They call it the water of lustration. Where do they come up with this stuff? I can't imagine. So the water of lustration was used for purification for those who had come into contact with the dead. So, of course, there's all kinds of rules of ritual purity and impurity. And what's interesting about this potion is that it is actually itself ritually impure. So if you are ritually pure and you touch this potion, you become impure. However, if you are already ritually impure after having come in contact with the dead, this makes you pure. So how is it that something impure meets something else that's impure and it becomes pure? There's an interesting discussion about this in the Kedushat Levi, where he talks about, first of all, he sort of justifies it as a chok. Anyone know what is a chok? Anyone? A law, right, it's a law. There are different kinds of laws. There are mishpatim and chukim, right? Chukat, zot chukat haTorah is the opening, it's the name of the parsha. And so Kedushat Levi first justifies the nature of what a chuk is. A mishpat is a law that makes sense, right? If you steal, you should get reprimanded, right? That makes a lot of logical sense. There are things that don't make any sense at all. Why a red cow? Why do you make a water of lustration? Why does the impure work with the impure to create purity? We don't know. And that's what Kedushat Levi wants us to understand. It's a chok. A chok has no rational... God says, do this, so you do it. So that's the very traditional answer. But of course, in pure, wonderful Jewish fashion, he then says, okay, let me just explain why you do it anyway. Right? Is it, even though he just said you're not allowed to ask why. So he says, take a look at the nature of our humanity. Every human being has a neshama. And that neshama is of God. It's a part of us that is pure. That our soul, since it is always connected to God, it's always a part of God, it always wants to do God's will perfectly in this world. That's what Kedushat Levi says. But our souls are within our bodies. And our bodies are, we call gashmiut, it's the stuff of the earth. We are temporary, and our bodies contract ritual impurity. We have all kinds of impurities and imperfections, and even though our soul always wants to do the right thing, even though you can intuit within you, you know that there's this pure part that always means well, right? Hopefully, if you're not a psychopath. There's a part of you within that always means well, but we always fall short. That's the impurity of our corporeal existence. And so the Kedushat Levi explains that somehow God designed the world where this piece of divinity gets put into the world and put in, and it's perfect, but it gets put into this very imperfect body. Why, that's the real mystery. Why? You know, why is it that we're going to mess up? We're going to really screw this up. There's no way to avoid that. But somehow that's part of what it means to be human. So then he explains, this is really beautiful. That's why you need the water of lustration. Because it's impure, and for a moment, you are willingly taking this impurity onto yourself in order to do the divine will. Right? And in that moment of joining with this sort of process of what it means to be human, that's purifying. In that moment, we, in a sense, get a taste of perfection. Because somehow, perfection in this world is actually, you know what I would call it? Perfectly imperfect. When you embrace perfectly imperfect and understand that there's always this divinity within you that motivates you, that's when we're at our most deeply human best. So let's remember that as we go through our lives, and we can be a little kinder to ourselves when we mess up, because just remember, we're all perfectly imperfect. The Torah